Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Tone and me and all of us, we're going to do some parenting. Right now, Daryl Wright are going to join us on the show. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys. No parenting for me.
Yeah, Daryl, that's okay. That's all right. Daryl, have the Browns moved on? How do I say it? I don't even want to say it. Tone, you got to ask him. You have to ask him the question that we just argued about.
Nick Chubb, is he going to be playing football for the Cleveland Browns this year?
I'm not going to close the door on it, but I would say that the NFL draft was any indication, I'm leaning no.
So I'm just denying the truth, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying you're denying anything. I just think that when you draft two running backs, one of those in the second round, I think that, you know, the only way I see Nick Chubb coming back is if it's on an extremely friendly, team-friendly, I should say, type of a contract. I don't think they have a lot of money from a salary cap standpoint to spend right now without doing some more contract restructures, which I expect those to happen here in the coming months, so they've got enough to roll over into 2026. But I just think that the reality seems to be pointing towards Nick Chubb not being here this season.
So I need to get comfortable with that thought, because basically Lime is making it out that I'm denying reality.
Well, whenever this comes down, whether nothing's going to surprise me, whether Chubb re-signs with the Browns or he goes and he signs somewhere else, I'm not going to be shocked by either development. So, looking at the situation, looking at what they did in the draft, I kind of feel like the writing's on the wall. Andrew Berry's not going to come out and say, yeah, we're done with Nick Chubb. Thanks for everything, et cetera, et cetera. He's not going to say that. But I think he kind of said it over draft weekend by taking two running backs.
Even the way he's talked about him, Daryl, I think that's part of it is, like, we went through the situation with Miles, and obviously totally different situation. But you remember, the guy had gone on, you know, the media junket about trying to get the hell out of Cleveland. And you heard the way they talked about Miles, like Hall of Fame. He's going to retire here in Cleveland. He's going to camp. Right. They didn't talk like that when it came to Nick Chubb, and I thought it was noticeable.
We know what Nick Chubb means to Browns fans and what he means to the organization and what he means to the locker room, et cetera, right? So, yeah, I think that, again, can't come out and say it, but the thing with Andrew Berry is he tells you what he thinks and how he feels by what he does. And, you know, had they only drafted Quinshon Judkins and that was it, door absolutely wide open for Chubb to come back. But then they doubled down and they got Dylan Sampson. I think it was in the fourth round there. I think that tells you that they want to go young at the running back position and give those kids lots of carries for the next 4 years or so.
All right, who's the leader for starting quarterback week one in your book?
I'll be honest with you. I'm like a politician right now, Ken. It changes by the minute. There's been a big part of me that thought, okay, it's going to be Joe Flacco, the leader in the clubhouse. Then I've gone through the Kenny Pickett phase. Then I've gone through the phase of, well, why would you draft two rookies if you're not going to play them when you're trying to figure out if you got something or not? So, you know, I guess I'll spin the wheel for you this morning and see where it lands. But, you know, I think that it would make sense that between Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, whichever guy ends up being the odd man out, a trade, I think, would make some sense. I don't know that you need one of those guys to collect dust. I've had the, well, I think we argued about this at one point. Where I'm like, well, I don't know that anyone's going to be rushing to the waiver wire to claim Dylan Gabriel off of it. So maybe you cut him and get him onto the practice squad. And
cutting a third round pick.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm just trying to work the roster in my head here and how Andrew Berry can manage this.
That's going to sound real good for Andrew Berry later on in the season when we start arguing about him.
Well, I'm not really interested in what maybe sounds good for Andrew Berry at this point. How about that?
Folks, we got tough talking Daryl. All right, Daryl, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Well, Daryl, obviously Shador polarizing in college. He was polarizing leading up to the draft, clearly polarizing with a lot of teams, specifically the New York Giants. As more and more leaks come out of that whatever happened in that meeting,
right,
that had them talking to everybody they could about what a disaster it was. Mm-hmm. So what do you think so far, Shador? He's been in town. He's done some stuff in the community. But what do you think of the reaction? Why is the stuff that he's done so far, why is that at all polarizing?
I'm not understanding that. I don't know. I think social media certainly has a lot to do with it. He obviously has a very strong presence there. Everything that he does is under the microscope already. Who knew going to talk to some kids at a high school was like...
I find hot takes over him going to a high school and talking to high school kids. I find that really embarrassing.
So do I.
Okay.
I never knew that that was something controversial. I mean, that was news to me. You know, the fact that he's, you know, working out in parks and whatever, like, okay, I'll be honest with you. I'm more interested in what this kid's going to be able to do on the football field. That's where my interest
is. Is he allowed to work out in the facility, or is that like a thing like, hey, you're not signed, so maybe you shouldn't work out in the facility? Is that like an agent thing?
They'll do for rookie, once rookie minicamps start, they'll all do the way, if they're not under contract, they'll do the insurance waivers and things like that. So should something happen to them?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
During rookie minicamp, they're okay. They're covered by that. But you know, and look, Andrew Berry does a real good job getting these guys under contract rather quickly, thanks to the rookie pay scale. You know, Dylan Gabriel, I think, is going to end up making $1 million more than Shador Sanders. That's the difference between the 50 picks there in rounds three and round five there. But you know, we saw this a little bit with Johnny, the circus, but that was really brought on by Johnny. I don't think Shador has really done anything right now to earn ridicule and scorn from folks. I don't get it, but again, my focus for him is ultimately, okay, he's here, great, now let's see what he can do. And if he can do it on the field, fantastic. Browns hit the jackpot, they're in great shape. And you know what? If he flames out, like, I'm not going to sit here and tear Andrew Berry a new one because he flamed out. He's a fifth-round pick. They're taking a chance on the kid, which is, by the way, exactly what I said Andrew Berry should be doing.
Well, wait a minute. You just said you were giving Andrew Berry no quarter just 30 seconds ago. Now, all of a sudden, you're not going to rip him for a fifth-round pick.
I'm talking about, I'm not really worried about how Andrew Berry manages the roster as far as fitting four quarterbacks into this thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not all that worried about it. They'll figure it out, folks. If he's got to sacrifice the third round pick to put him on a practice squad, which, by the way, I think the third round pick was the sixth guy or fifth guy drafted in the class. Okay, fine. Then you got to do what you got to do. But. And he's another one I'm intrigued by. A little short for me, but hey, let's see what this kid has. Maybe he's the next Drew Brees. I don't know. We'll find out here in the coming weeks and months.
Do you have a gut feeling, Daryl, once we see both Dillon Gabriel and Shador, who's going to pop? Who's going to come out? We know that supposedly Gabriel has the better arm.
Right.
But Shador is Shador. He's somebody who made some of the most dynamic plays in all of college football last year.
Well, and he's going to be wearing the hands-off jerseys too. So, whatever spectacular plays he's going to make in the offseason here during the mini camps and the OTAs and whatnot, going into training camp here, it's all going to be simulated because he can't be touched. I guess they'll simulate chasing him around a little bit, but. All eyes are going to be on Shador Sanders. Yeah, I mean, they're going to be charting his throws. Not going to be me, but somebody will be charting his throws.
Why wouldn't you chart his throws?
Because I just don't care that much.
Wow, Daryl doesn't care about the Browns. Daryl doesn't care about the Browns, everybody.
Hold on.
216-474-0092.
Wait, you weren't talking zip last year with Deshaun Watson?
I was.
I did not have a radar gun on Deshaun Watson, but I saw with my own two eyes it was not going to go well, and, well, it did not go well. especially when the Vikings came to town.
Daryl. Hey, what are we going to do with wide receiver? Because I don't know if we have any other than Jerry Jeudy.
You can't play
with nine. You got to have 11 out there.
I don't know if you're exactly the wide receiver body type there, Ken. I don't know. Maybe we get Limo on the field.
Are you trying to say I'm fat?
I most certainly was not trying to say that.
Oh, you can if you wanted to. That's okay.
Well, I'm trying to be nice. It's Friday. I'm trying to be nice to you.
For as many nasty things as Lima will say to me, he doesn't really say fat jokes that often.
Really?
I don't get disappointed. I don't get down in the mud like that,
Daryl. How long has it been? 8 years? I bet you can count fat jokes by Lima on one hand.
Wow. Gosh, I usually get about at least five per appearance on your show.
No, Daryl doesn't. Yeah, Daryl likes to talk about the heft.
Is that specific to this show? Are there any other shows?
Nick Wilson gets his fair share thrown at
him. Wow, calling Nick fat. He's not even here to defend himself. What's your problem, Daryl?
Tell some other guys at the station. Start get on a diet plan before Daryl comes a-calling.
Yeah, Daryl, how do you keep so fit and trim?
I don't know. Genetics, because I can tell you right now, I don't do a lot of exercise. I found that out when I started working in the yard this spring.
Well, you see Daryl walk around, and then he starts running around the parking lot over in Berea. It's crazy. You're like the paparazzi.
We're kind of back to that with Shador, right? Tracking his every move.
Yeah, why not?
Shador Sanders tied his left shoelace on his cleats.
We're having a lot.
Did he do it correctly? 216-474-0092.
Daryl, damn it, we're having a lot of 12 personnel. We're gonna have a lot of that. We're gonna have a lot of two tight ends.
Yeah, we are. I think so. I think 12's back.
I stopped there. How about 13?
Well, three tight ends. The way Kevin Stefanski ran the offense a couple years ago with Baker Mayfield and run heavy, I do think, and tight end heavy, I think those days are coming back. My gut feeling is telling me those days are coming back.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, sure. It's your show.
The anti-Browns folks who listen to the show are going to roll their eyes.
Well, good for them. But
we're going to win more games than you think. We're going to need both those first-round draft picks to move up for a quarterback if we need one. We're going to win more games than you think.
It's 5.5, right? That's where the line is right now?
Yeah, I'm taking the over.
I'm taking the over as well.
Why is Daryl taking the over on the 5.5? We might have the same reason.
I think they're going to double their win total, quite frankly. I think they're going to win at least six games, yeah.
But why?
I think that's the basement floor for them.
Why do you think they'll get there, though? I wonder if we agree.
Isn't their schedule supposed to be tougher than it was last year?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I think it's because, one, the defense is going to be a little better. Number two, I think that they're going to try and run the football more than they have in
recent years.
Defense
can be better if JOK doesn't play?
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. I think
he was working out yesterday. Did you see the pictures?
Yeah, I did.
They put some pictures out. That's obviously a good sign. Love seeing that. I'm a little nervous and skeptical right now. It's great that he's there. He's participating in some form or fashion. That's great. I don't know what he's going to be able to do this year.
I'm going to tell everybody why we take the over coming up next. Daryl, thank you very much for the time. All the best.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend.